Chapter 3. Diaries of Peter McCullough. August 10th, 1915. My birthday. Today, without the help of any whiskey, I have reached the conclusion I am no one. Looking back on my 45 years, I see nothing worthwhile. What I had mistaken for a soul appears more like a black abyss. I have allowed others to shape me as they pleased. To ask the Colonel, I'm the worst son he has ever had. He's always preferred Phineas, and even poor Everett. This journal will be the only true record of this family. In Austin, they are planning a celebration for the Colonel's 80th birthday, and what will be honestly said about a man who is lionized in capitals, I don't know. Meanwhile, our bloody summer continues. The telephone lines to Brownsville cannot be kept open. Every time they're repaired, the insurgents blow them up. The King Ranch was attacked by 40 sediciosos last night. There was a 3-hour gun battle at Los Delitos. And the president of the Cameron Law and Order League was shot to death. Though whether the latter is a gain or loss, I can't say. As for the Mexicans, to see the number of them shot in bar ditches or hung from trees, you would think them as ill a scourge as the panther or wolf. The San Antonio Express no longer mentions their deaths. It would take up too much paper. And so the Tejano die unrecorded and are buried, if at all, in shallow graves, or roped and dragged off where they will not bother anyone. After Longino and Esteban Morales were killed last month, by whom we don't know, though I suspect Niles Gilbert, the colonel devised a note for all our vaqueros. This man is a good Mexican. Please leave him alone. When I am done with him, I will kill him myself. Our men display these notes like badges of honor. They worship the colonel, along with everyone else. Nuestro patrón. Unfortunately for the Tejanos, the area cattlemen continue to lose stock. In the west pastures last week, Sullivan and I found a section where the wire was cut, and by nightfall we'd found only 263 cows and calves versus the 478 counted during the spring roundup. A $20,000 loss, and all evidence, circumstantially at least, pointing to our neighbors.